Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right, guys, welcome to Deeper with the Dolan Twins. As we said from the start of this podcast, Ethan and I are going to just talk to you about the things that are going on in our lives, and the podcast is called Deeper because we're going to get deeper, and sometimes it's just deeper into, you know, random, I guess you can call them meaningless things that are going on in our lives that are just what we're up to, and sometimes it's more meaningful than that. And today we have an episode that falls under that category of more meaningful. Definitely.
Yeah, we feel like surface level conversations are pointless, so we'd rather have the deeper conversations with you guys because really mean something, and feels good for us to be able to talk to you guys about things that are going on in our lives that we need to talk to someone about. And something happened last night. We're recording Monday morning. The podcast is coming out Tuesday, so something happened last night, and there's absolutely no way that we could have recorded a goofy episode or talked about something that wasn't of importance because an incident put kind of like things into perspective and just life in itself, and really kind of reset me and showed me like the value of life and what it truly holds. So last night, a good friend of Ryan was a great friend of his, and he was a great friend of Ryan's, and
we weren't the closest, but he was a great friend to us.
Yes, a great stand-up guy who I had nothing but admiration and respect for, honestly. Corey Labari, you guys may know him. He's also a fellow YouTuber. He passed away due to a fatal car accident last night on his 25th birthday.
This is this is really hard. I have like full body just goosebumps every time I think about it because it doesn't feel real. And I know for Corey's family and for Corey's closest friends and his roommates and people he spends his every day with, it's going to be really tough for them and it's not going to feel real. And my heart's just aching for Corey and those who are really close to him.
Loss is something that, you know, I know well, I'd say, and I know that it's just like the most confusing and unsettling and just everything about it. You just can't wrap your head around, and that's kind of how I feel right now. And then
I just want to give a forewarning before we really get into everything on this episode. If this is something that will make you very upset or be triggering, or if you're going through something similar that you don't really want to go through again with this podcast, then skip to the next one or the previous one.
But today we're talking about something deep.
Yeah.
Because we feel that it needs to be talked about, and that's why we have this podcast. And before you go, I guess I just want to say rest in peace to Corey. And all of my love is with him, his friends, his family, and his fans. Ryan, do you have anything that you'd like to add? I know this is really hard for you.
Yeah, it was well said by you guys. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, we've all been through some pretty tough things in our lives with, you know, your dad and my mom, and this one's tough because it's a friend of mine that was, you know, young, and this was preventable, and just a good guy. He always so happy to talk about you too, and I've told you this, we've talked about this.
I know, and every time he told me that, dude, it made me feel great. because I wasn't by any means really close with Corey, but Ryan was, and he would tell me that they would have conversations, and Corey would talk up our videos and just everything that we've been working on, and he would keep up with us. And dude, that meant the fucking world to me, because that's so rare in LA.
Dude, that the guys that you guys listening, like, that doesn't happen here. Like, everyone that I've come in contact with, or just like the majority of people in this city, always try to play it cool, and like they're not full of compliments, and it's way different to how I was raised and where I grew up and everything like that. And that's why I've always had a lot of trouble fitting in LA, is because like I'm a really open book, and I'm about genuine friendships and everything like that, and giving compliments and making people feel good, and that's who Corey was too. So to find somebody that was it was just so comforting to know that still exists here. But Corey, like, was beyond that.
Yeah, he was. Like, dude. Every time I saw him, like, yo, like, the biggest hug, bro. And we talked for, like, I'm not even kidding. One time we talked for, like, 3 hours at a party on a rooftop. I don't go to parties, so I was uncomfortable there. And I went up to the rooftop to kind of just, like, escape the crowd for a little bit. And Corey was just chilling there. And he was having a conversation with someone else. And he left that conversation to just come talk to me. And, dude, like, I felt like I knew him for so long. And, everything he fucking told me, like, I took something away from it. Like, I left that house, and I was like, why the fuck was he so nice to me?
Yeah. I remember specifically, I was at this event. It was actually a birthday party, but it was almost an event. Like, we threw a surprise birthday party for a friend of ours, and, you know, all the mutual friends of his got together, and I really didn't know anybody else that was there. So Ethan and I were kind of just in the back of this, like, venue that everyone had rented out. And, like, I just don't go out in L.A., you know. I'm very, like, to myself, because I
where find was this again, just so I remember?
Juanpa's birthday party, oh, the surprise party.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't, like, it's not that I don't like going out and socializing and stuff like that. It's just, like, I don't know, sometimes it intimidates me, and sometimes I find enjoyment in getting up early and, you know,
Other things.
So going out to me was like, it caused a lot of social anxiety. So when I was at this place, I was in my head, and I was just like, oh, I don't fit in here. I don't know anybody. And everyone's looking at me weird, cause I'm being weird. I'm not good at this. And I was kind of just like, I found myself like in the kind of like the back corner of this place. And, Corey rolled in, and I want to say I met him twice before, and like maybe it was around the apartment complex that I lived at, and I think he was there, and I met him there, and then I met him another time out, very briefly. And this time he came up to me, he was like, yo, with a smile on his face, and he gave me a big hug, and I just felt like it was real, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my god, like, there's like a, this feels fucking great. I have someone that I can talk to and feel comfortable with already. And it was literally like, I hadn't even really known Corey all that well at that point. And from that moment on, I was just so excited to see him whenever I bumped into him, and I got the pleasure of doing that in the future. I ran into it at Coachella, and we both were like, yo, we got hyped together. And it was just like between sets, we were like going to other stages. And
it was one of those conversations that you're like actually excited to have, and it's not forced.
That's
you don't
how it
have
was.
To. You don't have to like fill the silence. You know what I mean? Like you just naturally flow from one topic to another, and you actually like can take something away from that conversation. And Corey was someone who I could have that with.
Yeah,
I wish I got to have more of that, man.
I think what I'm trying to say is like, I really want to emphasize like how genuine he was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that, not even in LA, like that everywhere in this world is rare.
Yeah.
And I've known, you know, I've been pleasured to know like a few people with that amount like of like that real genuine realness, and all of them are not in my life, or just not on this earth anymore. And I think that theme of those people,
there's a pattern with like,
you know, leaving here early and going on to the next life. It's not just it's not coincidental. Like, so my dad, one of the most genuine people that I think will ever walk the face of this planet. And I could be biased because he's my father, but
I know, but like, even if he wasn't our dad,
but everyone that met him, and you can kind of ask, like, they're all just like, you know, Sean was Sean, and he never wore a mask, or he just everything he like it was on his sleeve. And when you met him, you knew him, and he never changed. You got what you got, and like that was him.
Yeah, like whether I knew my dad my whole life, whether he was my dad or whether he was just some dude that I bumped into on the street, I feel like I'd have a similar understanding of him.
Yeah.
Just because if he was so open, he was just so him.
Yeah.
And like even like if we tell stories about our dad, people feel like they know him. He's just one of those people.
Yeah. And then another person in my life who was, you know, basically a family member of mine, that's how close we were, is my two friends from my hometown, their father Dave. He was another soul.
My dad's best friend as well.
Yeah, he was another soul. We lost him early on to cancer, and early on in his life, and he was 50 as well. He was just another genuine soul that you knew he was real.
You knew who he was the actual moment you saw him.
Yeah, and that's who Corey is as well.
Yeah, and Ryan, your mom as well. I didn't get the pleasure of meeting your mom. I really wish I did, but just through the stories that you tell me, just about, like, you know, the times that, like, I believe it was the Thanksgiving story and all the holidays and everything and her pushing through the pain and just who she was, like, I do feel like I knew her. I knew exactly who she was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, same for your dad. There are certain people out there at the time, what you were saying, Grayson, where you just know instantly if they're real or not.
Yeah.
And I mean, you really can tell in seconds sometimes. I think you guys are good at that too, especially dealing with so many people. Your dad was like that, my mom and Corey was like that, and that's why that stuff hurts so bad.
Yeah. It hurts so bad because you want them here, and the world needs more people like that. But I almost think, is it selfish for me to think that way? Because maybe they are just too good for this life, this world,
mm-hmm.
you know, this yeah. earth.
Mm-hmm. I do strongly believe that there's a reason for... Mm-hmm. people leaving this earth early.
Mm-hmm. And today, you know, the people that I did know were all taken from cancer and from illness.
And
that to me, like, I thought that, oh, you know, like they got cancer and they fought like that. And they went through that because they were going on to somewhere better. But Corey, like you said, this could have been avoidable, but it's almost like I believe in fate, and I think that Corey and his soul are just too good for this, for where he was, and they deserve something better, and that's where he is now.
Yeah, man. I believe that too strongly, and I believe it for a number of reasons. Conversations that I had with my dad just moments before he passed away, conversations with my dad a week before he passed away, and just as things started to change in his perspective, and he, I mean... I haven't really opened up about this, and I would like to dedicate a full episode to my dad for sure, but and talk about more stories in depth. But he told me that he like saw things that weren't there and kind of had an idea of where he was going. And I don't know, I'm just fully convinced now that there is something after this, and that only the best of people get to go early.
Yeah, I think that...
I feel like if you're not a good person, you need to prove yourself and you need to wait your turn. But if you're a great person, you get to go early. So
and from here it seems bad because you know you have the feeling of missing someone that you don't. It's just scary, you know.
Yeah.
Missing them, like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get to have that conversation or give them that hug again. But you are, first of all.
Yeah.
You can have a conversation with them anywhere now. They don't even have to be there with you in front of your face. Mm-hmm. And you are going to get to give them that hug again. It's just going to take.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little wait.
I do want to say, I know that there was. Multiple friends of Corey's, you know, on site of where everything happened, and were there with him throughout the whole process. And I know this is going to be extremely hard for them. So for all of you, if you guys are listening, or if this gets around to you somehow, just having gone through loss of someone so close, I just want to say that death is it's incomprehensible. So because it's so close to you now, and because he was such a close friend of yours, and you're now going to be forced to try to comprehend death. And for humans, it's not possible. So the best thing that you could do would be to really focus on yourself. And in a time where you feel like you need to be selfless, you need to care about yourself first. Please talk to a professional in this field and get yourself the help that you need, because I know that's what Corey would want. He wouldn't want his friends to be upset because I met Corey for 5 minutes and he wanted me to feel like the coolest guy in the room. So I know that he wouldn't want his friends to ever be upset.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when something like this happens, and what my grandpa told me back when I lost my mom was he said, like, you know, just use something like this to honor that person. Live your life to honor that person. And when I have bad days, I think of people like your dad, my mom, my grandpa, and now Corey's on that list of just think of somebody like him and say, what would he be? If you're sad about this and weeks are going by and you're not getting better, no, he would want you to be, want you to be okay. And if you're struggling with that, just live your life for him and in those people that you cared about so much that aren't here. And you'll get some peace when you do that. It feels good when I do it. So that would be some advice for that.
Something I like, there are certain days. Yesterday for you was Mother's Day. It's a very hard day for you. And Father's Day is very hard for me. Even Mother's Day is hard for me.
Yeah.
And just certain holidays, because I was so used to having my dad there to celebrate with me, or just, you know, those days bring around memories and everything like that. But on Father's Day, I remember it was my first Father's Day since I lost my dad. It was hard, and I didn't expect it to be hard, but I woke up that morning and it was fucking hard. And I just kind of, I sat and I talked to my dad and I thought, what would he want me to feel today? He wouldn't want me to feel upset. You know, he would want me to do what's best for myself, because that's the kind of guy my dad was. He was selfless and he wanted what was best for everyone around him, especially me, his son. He wanted me to keep working and to keep being motivated and pushing more and doing more for myself to try to reach my full potential. So instead of just, you know, sitting sadly, I use that day now and from here on out to do extra for myself. You know, whether it be working out and taking care of my physical health, or, you know, working in my career, or working on something, like, just go extra hard and to do even better for myself, because I know that's what he would want. So everyone who's a friend of Corey, you know, his birthday and the day he died, it's going to be a hard day of the year for the rest of your lives, but use that day to celebrate him and to do what he and the things that he would want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well said.
There's a way to switch it to be positive, and I strongly believe that's exactly what Corey would want.
Yep. Dude, for the short time I knew Corey, I knew one thing for sure. He was the fucking life of the party, dude. He was a light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His aura was incredibly bright. And remember him that way and let it make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, when you walk in a room, you knew Corey was there. And,
exactly. He made you know.
He made you know, and like, I'll never forget that.
Like, guys, like, we're in L.A., everyone's playing it cool, and Corey just comes up to me and gives me a fucking big hug with a smile on his face. What's up, bro? Like, guys, I barely knew him at that point. I was like, oh, this is a little weird, but then I was like, no, it's not. This is fucking dope. This guy is awesome.
Yeah.
And then every single time from there on out, I was like, and I didn't see him often, but I was so excited to see him. And those encounters meant so much to me, more than some, I can't say more than other encounters of other people, because that's just, everything, I don't know.
It meant a lot to you is what you're saying. And
yeah, but it's just like, maybe they did. Honestly, maybe they did mean more than most.
Yeah.
I would say so, man.
Yeah.
I do vividly remember driving away from the house and, like, talking to the person that I was with in the car who I was at the party with, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, he's so real. Like, he's, like, too real.
Yeah.
Like, that. It's so fucking cool and admirable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I felt happy when I left that function that I was at, that event, like, the surprise party. Like, going there, I was nervous, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be in this crowd. And I left, and I was proud of myself for like having a conversation with someone that, I kind of had just met. But that really, I have to give thanks to Corey for, because he opened me up and like allowed me to feel good that night. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think sometimes you need that. He did that for me when I first moved here. I was kind of on edge, obviously, and nervous, and when I saw him out, he just kind of looked at me and said, I'm so fucking proud of you. And sometimes you need to hear that, you know. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sometimes you need that. And that was a good moment for me that night, and it really calmed me down. And that's something that I'm happy that I can have a memory of, just to give me a sign of like why I'm here, why I'm talking to you guys right now. It's all for a reason.
Yeah.
And someone like Corey can help dictate that. So that's really what I just wanted to say.
That's really special, man. Yeah. And also there's like a – I feel like there's like a stigma around like guys even too playing it cool with each other.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
but,
for sure.
But playing shit down.
Yeah, and shit like that. But Corey, he didn't care about that, dude.
No.
He was a real one, and that's how you describe him.
Yeah.
You know, and a great person, a nice guy.
Good friend. He loved you guys. I've said it before, and we haven't touched it real quick, but dude, he like every time I saw Corey, he would talk about you guys. Like, and I'm not just saying that. He really would. He would say, man, I'm listening to the podcast. It's getting me and Crawford inspired to get back. And just like things like that. I'd be like, God damn. And that was, you said, he didn't have to say that to me because there's no, what's the matter? And he did.
I think such chills, all full body chills.
Same, man.
Because that, like you said, that's rare here, man. That's rare in this space for somebody to do that.
So,
fuck. I didn't know he listened to the podcast.
Yeah. I'm gonna believe that Corey's able to listen to this episode, and I hope this means something to you, man. And I just wanted to let you know that you mean a lot to us. And
we're dead,
dude. Every single word you said, I literally took with me, bro. It meant something. And I don't have conversations with a lot of people that mean a lot of things. And every time I talk to you, every single sentence you spoke meant something to me. You're just that kind of guy.
We want to dedicate this episode to you, man.
Yeah.
I
want to dedicate a lot more than that.
But yeah. But definitely.
25 is way too young. It's 25th birthday and Mother's Day. It's just like the most tragic thing that could possibly happen. And it feels like a nightmare. And I know it does for his family and his friends and for us sitting in this room.
It's tough, but we still wanted to come on and just kind of say that. And I know you guys wanted to, so.
Just hearing that. Like you said, he listened to the podcast, man.
It's heavy.
Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
man.
Bro. Thank you for your support. It means the world to us, and it will continue to mean the world.
Yeah. Keep pushing for you, buddy. I love you.
Love you too, bro.
Sending love.
That's motivation right there too, man. Everything that I'm going to do now, if I'm questioning it, if it's going to be, it's going to be good or not or whatever, like knowing that I had Corey's support and, you know, just like you just told me that I had no clue. Just knowing that I have his support is going to make me stronger. So it's going to make me more motivated to do stuff in my life that means a lot.
Yeah. I'm definitely going
to. And I want to let you know, Corey, you made a huge fucking difference while you were here.
Oh, yeah.
Huge difference, man. More than you know.
Every time
it only took 25 years for you to make that much of a difference. You had so many people that loved you. You had so many people that used you as an escape when they had problems and they watched your videos and it made them happy, man. Conversations like you had with me you made my fucking week.
And you're continuing to change this world for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to say about that. For the remainder of my life, when I'm out in a social situation and I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm going to think about him and he'll be that light for me, definitely, too.
For sure. And I'm going to go make sure I comfort someone like you did to me.
Me too.
And I'm going to be just as complimentary as you because that's something that I admired about you. And sometimes I'm not complimentary enough and I have a wall up and I try to play it cool, but you taught me that I shouldn't do that shit, and I'm going to take after you with that. It's a tough day. It's a really tough day.
It is. This is we all woke up to that this morning.
Mm.
It's the unexpected. And I guess it's hitting me, and you know how loss has always kind of hit me.
Comes in waves.
Most of the time I'm numb. But that's normal, and I've learned that that's normal. And I've learned that no matter how you're feeling, it's the right way to be feeling when it comes to loss, because there's no real or right or wrong answer with this.
You'll never be able to comprehend it. All you can do is focus on healing. All right, well, I think we wrap things up there today. I know it was shorter, but it's a tough day. And
spread some love today, guys. Let someone know how much you care about them, someone that means something to you, and also
give out
some compliments.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Some people feel good,
Spread positivity.
Yeah. Yeah, turn a negative into a positive, I think, is the best thing here.
It put things into perspective with me that I just can't dwell on the things that don't fucking mean anything, man. Life's too precious.
It really is.
And our sincerest condolences to Corey's closest friends and fans and most of all family. We're terribly sorry, and
we're all here for everybody.
We hope that you're able to heal over time
and allow Corey to live in you forever. Allow him to fill that space in your heart that you have now. All right, love you guys listening.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Hopefully you could take away something positive from this episode.
It's real. It's life, and that's why we wanted to just fill you guys in, because we feel really close to you, and it would be I wouldn't feel right to not have conversations with you guys that I would have with my closest friends, because it's how I see you guys. So love you guys, really do. And thank you so much for listening. Your support means the world to us. It's what keeps us going. And
one more really sincere thank you to Corey Labari.
Rest in peace, Corey Labari.
Miss you, buddy.